So when the revolution came and everything, they broke up some of these large ranches that were pretty large, mm-hmm. and gave them to some of the peasants so they could work them, so they could farm them and plant them, and, which is a lousy program. It's never really worked, but they've always had to do it because to keep the people happy and to tell the rest of the people, well, we've divided so much country. Every year, mm-hmm. The president makes a report September the 1st and says we've divided so much land mm-hmm. up in Mexico and given it to the peasants, and it has not worked because they cannot make a living from it. It's not large enough. And then it's not their land, really. It still belongs to the government, so they cannot mortgage the land. Mm-hmm. And so they can't borrow any money. So if a drought comes along and they don't make a crop or anything, well, they're out of luck. They usually pack up and move out because nobody will lend them any money. They don't have any collateral.
Why is it that, is land here not very good for raising crops?
Yeah, it is good for raising crops, but you know, farming went down 10 years ago. It really hit the bottom. And on both sides of the river, there used to be quite a bit of farming. And they used to irrigate out of the Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. So when farming went bad, it went bad here in the States too, and it went bad over there. And farming, so farming went bad, and then it just started picking up this year, this past mm-hmm. year. But I imagine between both sides, there used to be, oh, I would say maybe 60,000-70,000 acres farmed. And I think that right now you'll get maybe 2,000 acres farmed.
Mm-hmm. What sort of crops would they raise?
Well, on this side they raise onions and tomatoes and cantaloupes. Mm-hmm. And on the Mexican side, the main crop was cotton. And then it got to be cotton, corn, wheat, sorghum. And those were the main crops, were mostly grains. But cotton was the big money crop. But then cotton went real bad on us. The price went low on the market and everything. And so things got real bad. Mm-hmm. And so everybody sort of quit farming. All the money they made in cotton, they lost it all. But that's the way the farms were made. There were some big farmers made, but some big farmers went broke too.
What? You said you were at Kingsville. Isn't that where the King's Ranch is?
Yeah.
What's that area like? Is it?
It's a lot like this area here. It's not as brushy as this area here. It's more sandy country. But I would say that the people there and the people here are about the same type of people. Mm-hmm.
How much land is in the King's Ranch?
Well, it's divided up into four sections. And I would say, I think it's about, let's see, I'll go back. I think it's 900,000 acres. But it's a family, and the family's getting bigger and bigger, mm-hmm. which is a Claybergs. And the ranch is divided into four sections, and each one runs a section of the ranch, which is, not a section, I'm not talking about 640 acres, but they divided it up into different headquarters. Mm-hmm. And I think Bob Claybergs is the president of the corporation, but mm-hmm. there's going to be a big fight when he dies because there's two boys that want to take over the operations of the ranch. But the ranch, where the ranch really made the money, is from oil. The ranch was about broke, mm-hmm. and they were about to sell it when Humboldt Oil Company came in and leased part of it, and they hit lots of oil on it, mm-hmm. and that's where they really. That's where they really make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. What about the land in this county? There's how many ranches are there? Or is there any one extremely large ranch here?
Yeah, there's about three large ranches, which are about 100,000 acres. Mm-hmm. And this county, I'll see you later.
Okay.
This county is, I'm on a board here that I was elected to. And it's 2,156,000 acres. It's the third biggest county in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And ranching is the big industry here. Mm-hmm. Ranching and tourist. They go through Mexico. It's the biggest land port in the United States.